Welcome back, everyone. Here to talk to you today about integrating Matrix in a collaborative ecosystem, we have Anthony and Francois from Udrive. Please give them a big round of applause.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm Anthony. I'm a backend software engineer at Udrive.
And I'm Francois. I'm a tech lead at Udrive.
So we are really excited to share our story at Udrive about how we've been integrating Matrix. The talk is called Integrating Matrix in a Trustworthy Collaborative Ecosystem. And that's exactly what we are going to walk you through today. The journey, the challenges, and how we solved them.
At Udrive, Udrive is positioned as a major player in the scene, sovereign, trusted cloud, wholly owned and operated in France. With more than 3,500 customers in 45 countries, Udrive gives organizations the means to establish lasting digital trust. Udrive equips with over 1 million users, with French tools covering the entire collaboration cycle, editing, file sharing, dematerialized meetings, electronic signature, backup. The company provides second cloud qualified since 2019 collaborative software to protect sensitive corporate and public sector data, maintain its confidentiality and regulatory compliance. We have all those nice certification at the bottom. Our mission is to offer a secure and sovereign solution to manage our partner's most sensitive data. We design our collaboration suite to enable companies to collaborate, communicate, streamline their business process securely. It includes everything you need to protect the entire lifecycle of your most sensitive documents: share, edit, organize, discuss, sign, save critical content. As you can see, we are a second cloud qualified collaboration. Collaborate with confidence on sensitive data in a sovereign cyber secure cloud, internally or externally, up to restricted distribution level. Second, the trusted French electronic signature. Have your document signed with Udrive Sign, the trusted, compliant, and secure French signature. Choose your simple, advanced, or qualified signature level, or integrate signature into your existing tools with the API. Secnum Cloud Qualified Board Portal, the solution that allows board secretaries and board members, executive committees, and so on, to collaborate in an ultra-secure environment.
Yeah, and to give you a sense of why security is such a core value for us, we'll mention a few of our clients. It's boast. So we have, at the very top left, the Ministère des Armées, so the French Ministry of Armed Forces. They rely on us because defense data needs absolute sovereignty and airtight protection. Airbus, in aerospace and defense, secure collaboration across teams and suppliers is critical. A leak or breach could have massive consequences. We have the Société Générale, one of Europe's largest banks, where confidentiality, compliance, and resilience against cyber threats are non-negotiable. We also have Sanofi, a global pharmaceutical leader, where intellectual property and clinical trial data must remain secure, especially during global collaborations. So when these kind of clients trust you with their data, you can imagine there is no room for compromise.
Building on this foundation, ODrive Work is a secure collaboration platform. Think file sharing with users of the platform or any other external contact, by the way. Project spaces, document workflow, all designed with sovereignty and security in mind. And of course, collaboration could not happen without communication. That's why we decided to integrate secure chat system. And for that, we choose Matrix, the Matrix protocol.
So now that we have presented ODrive, in the next 15 minutes, we are going to talk about authentication. Because if logging feels clunky on the platform, the adoption will go down. Provisioning, how we connect what we call team spaces, we'll go into that later, to the Matrix room and how we manage users. And finally, we'll do a very short demo to show how this all feels on the platform.
Let's start with authentication. Our platform, a collaboration suite, has a single authentication point, but there are many means to authenticate. User password, ACML, LDAP, Kerberos, OIDC, and so on. Our solution is also an OIDC provider that any product that could require it. So why not use OIDC to authenticate to Matrix, right? Synapse supports OIDC, which is great. But the way it works is that when a user wants to log in, they're redirected to the identity provider and then redirect back after validation. Now, if you've used OIDC flows, you know there is usually a redirect screen. Even if it's automatic, there is often a flash or a flicker or a page. And for us, this was a problem. Why? Because our goal was transparent authentication. A user is already logging into our platform. If they click on chat, we don't want them to see any redirects or flashes. It should feel like the chat was always there. Seamless is part of the product. So we need to rethink how to integrate authentication with Synapse without relying on user-visible redirects. Here is what we end up doing. We built a Java backend server that acts as a bridge between our platform and Synapse. Here is the flow. First, the user logs into our platform as usual. In the background, our frameworks call our backend, which fetches a login token for that specific user. Matrix accounts are also provided during the login process, so if someone logs in for the first time, our backend creates the user account automatically. The backend then returns this login token to the Angular framework. The framework uses that login to call Synapse directly and exchange it for an access token and refresh token. So for the user's perspective, it's completely seamless. There is no redirect, no flashes of the login screen. They just see the chat appear. And technically, this gave us a few advantages. First, we keep the control in our backend, so we can enforce our own security policies. We ensure the user identity is synchronized across our ecosystem without any manual steps. And it avoids confusing UX issues like double login screen. In short, the user just click on chat and they see all their conversation. They are transparently authenticated through Matrix.
Okay, so all of that was just to get an access token. But the user is in. He can chat in the platform. But in what, really? Authentication is only half of the story. We also had to think about provisioning users. How do we map our collaboration concepts onto the metric concepts? So in our platform, we have what we call team spaces. So this is a team space, this is another one. A team space is a dedicated part of the platform. So it's a space where you share files, where you collaborate with your team. Only the right people can access the files and now the discussions. So we wanted each team space in the platform to have its own dedicated metrics room. So here's how we made that work. So our provisioning backend application is responsible for creating the rooms where a team space is created. We don't let the front end handle invites directly. Instead, everything goes through the backend. To keep things synchronized, our backend listens to Kafka events. So whenever a team space is created, we receive an event. This event is received by our backend that updates metrics accordingly. So we create a space, and then we create a general room into that space. And then we enroll each member. This approach, event-driven approach, means that we can enforce our business rules strictly. Users only see the rooms they're supposed to see, the rooms that are associated to their team space. Room memberships always reflect the team space membership. And the team space admins stay in control of who is in team space and who is in the discussion. It's all about keeping metrics tightly integrated into our secure ecosystem, rather than just adding a chat widget on the side. So with that, let's go for the demo. I let Francois drive this with his computer. So he's going to log in into the platform. Maybe you want to...
No, it's okay.
Okay. So now he's going to log in as a user on the platform. Let's go into a team space. Here you can see the files, the presentation. You can click on the discussion tab. Oh, I was afraid for a second. this is live, so so here you can see the discussion. There was no login screen, no flashes, no redirects. You are in the discussion. That's because our backend has already fetches everything that François was talking about. For the user, it just feels like the chat is part of the team space. Sorry. So this is a chat between François and me, I think, a team space with François and me, I think, and Emeline. Let's just create another one. So in this team space, maybe add Sirin.
Yeah. So Sirin and Anthony. Right, and create the space.
So welcome to the test team. So in the test team, there are no files yet, but you can see in the discussion that there are three members. Let's go into it. So the members that François added and himself. Sorry. You can, maybe let's show a bit of functionalities. So let's write a few messages. You can see that, so we can write messages, we can send images, we can add emojis and whatever. You all know Matrix. but here is something important. You cannot invite anyone in the discussion directly. Everything goes through the member list of the team space. Because we keep membership synchronized with Kafka to make sure it always reflects the TeamSpace membership. Let's, for example, remove Siren from the discussion. So we remove her not from the discussion, but from the TeamSpace. She can no longer see the TeamSpace or the files, and she's removed from the discussion. That's basically it. We have also introduced DMs in the platform. So there is a what we call a chat center where you can see your DMs. And you can also see the discussion attached to team spaces you're part of. So that's all the Francois team spaces. And I think that's basically it. Yeah.
For the demo. To wrap things up, AutoDrive, security and sovereignty aren't just buzzwords. They are requirements. Because our clients handle some of the most sensitive data in government, industry, finance, and healthcare. We choose Matrix as our communication backbone because it's aligned with our values of sovereignty and security. We overcame challenges with authentication by building a seamless login flow that avoids redirects. And we tightly integrated provisioning so that Matrix Room maps directly into our team spaces. Always synchronized, always secure. The result is a chat experience that feels like natural to the user, but under the hood, it's a carefully designed and secure as possible. That's our journey so far. We're still improving and learning, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Thank you for listening, and we'd be happy to take any of your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Please raise your hand if you have any questions.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, how are you handling the recovery key for your messages?
So, for the recovery key, at the moment, we are generating them for the user, and we are encrypting. Where we encrypt them and store them for the user.
Okay.
In our backend.
Okay. So when the user logs in, you're retrieving it from the server?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I had one more question. How many users are you populating on your platform right now?
Currently, I think it's more than 30,000 customers that were already provided. We have a few clients. We are currently using the chat. And it would be soonish available for all clients that are on Technium Cloud environments. Mm-hmm. It's only available on our SaaS.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Currently.
And then, if you allow me one more question, are you running all of your users on one home server in the backend?
Yeah, we have all our users.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
Hello there. Hello there. Hello. Thank you, guys. I just have one question about the authentication. And before that, I want to say, congratulations for all the work you've done.
Thank you.
But if you know, you are getting all the keys stored in the backend, is that correct? So you spin up a Java backend, you say, right?
Yeah.
So you do the authentication process with your backend, and then your backend will call Synapse, and then it will get the token from Synapse,
yep.
And then you will store the token in the backend.
No. The token is returned back to the front end, which use it to authenticate to Matrix.
Okay.
It's a temporary token which is valid for I think less than 1 minute. It's just used to log into to Matrix, and then the client is authenticated to Matrix directly.
Okay, and then all the calls, all the messages, will include that token to the Synapse server, directly to the Synapse.
Oh,
it doesn't go to
actually the token just is used to get an access and a refresh token.
Okay.
And you use your access token and your refresh token to renew the access token, which is the way Synapse work.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a maintainer of Synapse, I'm wondering if you had any pain points with working with Synapse and anything we could improve for you.
Documentation, especially for the end-to-end part. Our front is an Angular front. Element is in React, so we had to rebuild the whole client based on JS Rust SDK, I think. I have to check with our front end. And it's there is no documentation, so they have to check how the element client works and make it match as much as possible.
As a backend developer, one of the pain points that we have right now is that we are trying to figure out a way to put Synapse in our more secure environment. And for that, there is a database issue where you, database requirement, really, from our security team that Synapse uses one database user to change a schema and another one to populate the data. So that at runtime, an attacker cannot change the schema and do nasty things. And that's not possible right now in Synapse. Every Synapse has to run and change the schema at runtime. So we are trying to figure out a way to do that.
I actually heard through another developer that exact same feedback. I think that is something we can look at. Right now, it's we have to create tables and stuff to do migrations while Synapse is running. But I think we could separate that for you. And more documentation is also on my backlog.
Yeah, especially the end-to-end encryption, which is really a pain. And especially since we are fully in Java, we had to create SDK for ourselves. Hopefully, we could open source it soonish. Once it's pretty much complete.
Did you take a look at the Trixnity stuff?
Yeah. Actually, I used the Trixnity SDK client to map it into Java because Kotlin has some ways that doesn't work with Java well. So I'm mostly porting things in Trixnity client into the Java way.
Any more questions? Right. If not, another round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you.